USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Russia invading Ukraine could happen at any time, according to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, who tells Fox News Sunday that Russian President Vladimir Putin has a lot of options available to him if he wants to further invade Ukraine.
He could do something on a small scale. He could do something on a fairly large scale. And he continues to add troops to that border with Ukraine. We're watching that even over the course of this weekend.
Epic Times reporting top Defense Department officials share a grim outlook of the immediate future, pointing to Russian troops amassed along the Ukraine-Russia border, as well as the number of troops in Belarus. Russian ships are positioned in the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. Treacherous conditions continue in the Northeast due to a massive winter storm. It's knocked out power to tens of thousands and delayed or canceled thousands of flights. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
President Trump dropping hints of taking back the White House at a rally in Texas Saturday night.
And in 2024, we are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful house that happens to be white, that is so magnificent, and that we all love. We are going to take back the White House.
Former president also saying that if he got back in office, that he would pardon those charged criminally in connection with January 6th. Democrats' second-highest-ranking member in the Senate has reached out to moderate Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine regarding President Joe Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court and says Republicans will be given an opportunity to meet with the nominee.
We're going to make sure we have answers to any questions you might have. It's going to be a deliberate process, but we're not going to get bogged down.
Senator Durbin on ABC's This Week. The president has said he will nominate a black woman to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced his retirement last week. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A mass casualty event in northern Las Vegas as a driver crashes into multiple vehicles, leaving 9 people dead.
Witnesses stated that the Dodge Challenger did run a red light and struck multiple vehicles, causing a chaotic event.
Officer Alexander Cuevas of North Las Vegas Police says it's unlike any mass casualty traffic collision they've seen before. 15 people were involved. As masses of truck drivers and other protesters demonstrate in Canada's capital, rally organizers say they will stay until their demands are met. The convoy is requesting the federal government end COVID-19 mandates and remove the vaccination passport requirement. Protesters arriving from around the country on Saturday in Ottawa, parking their vehicles by Parliament Hill. Kid Rock has announced he will cancel all tour dates in cities or venues that have mask or COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The singer confirming several U.S. cities have already been taken off the tour list due to the requirements and mandates. Kid Rock saying he believes when his tour kicks off, a number of cities will have already rescinded their mandates. If not, fans will get their money back. A carbon monoxide leak in the pool area at a hotel in Ohio has sickened 14 people, many of them said to be in critical condition. Victims reported being dizzy with burning throats. Hotel was evacuated as all potential sources of carbon monoxide were turned off. There's still no word what caused the leak. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.